everyone. It's April, and this week Tony's back with us, and we're going to talk about stuff with Veronica, and we're also going to do a little pet update. I can say I am a happy camper this week. All of my dogs and my cats, knock on wood, are in good shape right now. Everybody's doing well, and it's the first time I've been free and clear on pet health in a couple of months. Because when you have so many of them, it's bound to be one or two every month that, you know, have problems. But I am just ecstatically happy about Biddy. Biddy is responding well to treatment. She is eating. She's finally got over her tantrum about the KD food. She didn't like the KD food. And from what I hear, most dogs don't like the KD food. But I've made it better. I've got this Dr. Harvey stuff that's like a supplemental, no protein stuff that you can mix in with the you know, KD stuff. And I've been doing that. And somehow she's eating it. And eating it with gusto. I mean, not like going ew, ew, ew on every bite. She's eating it. So my biggest fear has been put away because I was afraid she wouldn't eat it. And then what will we do? But she is. So Tony, I hear that somebody in your house has an ear infection.
Yes, we're at the vet in Portland right now and picking up medication, but that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk to our audience that April and I had our catch-up day, and we played two games of Scrabble. Needless to say, April did lose, but she did much better than the past years.
Oh, thank you for the help. Thank you, though. I always have to say that to defend my position.
Well, I know. I wasn't thinking. April has the new photo of all five dogs up on her website.
Yes. Yes, I do.
I and Guinness met, and the other three dogs were just little angels, and all was good.
Yeah, we had a wonderful time. It's always good to catch up, and it's always good to see Ed. That's the house we need. Ed is Tony's friend. It's always good. And the puppies had such a good time. They slept all the way home, the two-hour drive home. They were snoring. I could hear them snoring. They were so tired. Because there's lots of action when we get together. Yeah, lots of puppies. Like, you know, everybody, you know, trying to find a spot to be. And it all worked out really well.
There's a lot of action because, you know, April, when she loses, you know, she just cries and cries and, you know, the dogs worry about that so much. But I will say, on our first game, you know how you pull a letter to see who's going to go first. Well, the first game, three times both of us pulled the same letter, which was really
we did do that three times in a row. That was interesting because I thought, I said, is she stacking that bag? No, she can't be stacking that bag.
See, that's what I mean.
Well, the good time was had by all. We had nice snacks. We had fun with our puppies. And it was a little over a 2 hour drive, but every year it's always so worth it. And everybody gets to see everybody. And this year was particularly special because we met Kai.
Yes.
So it's very special time. And I have to say, he has one of the cutest dog butts I've ever seen. And I'm a big dog butt fan. I love little dog butts.
Yeah. Well, Sunday he has a grooming appointment for the first time. So we'll see how that goes.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. You probably should stay there in case there's an incident.
Well, I always do. No, I found a wonderful woman. She lets me stay right by the table, so I never leave.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, I want you to go say hi to everybody because you weren't here last week. We all missed you. We all missed you. So say hi, and then let's get these questions to Veronica.
Okay. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. And I just had to fill you all in about our yearly catch-up and Scrabble game. Very entertaining. I wish we could kind of tape it so you could all see it on April's website. But in either case, we've got great questions. And I encourage you to write in to innerwhispersradio.com. And that's I-N-N-E-R, whispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Our first question is coming from Wanda. Are my prayers and positive intentions projected into the universe doing any good?
Absolutely. You may not see, you know, immediate results, but let's just say half the planet put out some positive energy and prayers, we think the world would be a much better place. So we'd like to encourage everyone to do that, just that, put out good positive vibes, put out, you know, positive intentions and prayers, put it out there, because each one of you has the power to be the tipping point to make things better. We'd say, make sure that you always do that and keep the prayers and intentions coming, because it does work. Now, it might take a little bit of linear time, but at the end of the day, if everybody did it, and even half the planet did it, it would be a much better place to be.
All right, our next question is coming from Sherry. I am married to a very negative man. I feel a lot of negativity in our home. Does it come from him? If so, how do I clean up all the bad energy?
Well, when you have someone in your home who is continually being negative, it does have an effect upon the energy of the house. It's hard sometimes to even keep that cleaned up, especially if you have somebody who's a chronic in their negative feelings. It is coming from him, a lot of it, and there might be a few other contributors, but it appears that he is the most prolific. So the way to clean all that up is to put out as much positive energy as you can and try not to engage in the negativity. Now, if you're married to someone that's extremely negative, that's going to be a pretty tricky thing to pull off. But you must try, at least. And you also should periodically, to help the house clear itself out, put some sage in every corner, burn some sage in every corner, go to each corner and sage it, because that will help move the negativity out, especially if it's, you know, holding on with a white knuckle grip into the house. Cleaning up someone else's bad energy can be tedious. It could be, you could become resentful for having to do it. So you really need to take a look at your situation and see if there is a way you can make him stop being so negative. But it feels like he's pretty ingrained in his own negativity and often mistakes it for something that's normal. So your best bet here is to take care of yourself, is to keep your energy locked in a good place and try to stay away from the energy that he might be manufacturing out into the environment. And always try to move away from the energy and also try to move the energy itself into a different direction than you. But you can get this done, but you're going to have some diligence when you do it, my dear.
All right, our next question is coming from Claire. With all the violence and confusion in our current culture, I have to ask this question. Are we going to survive this chaos?
Yes. You will. There is, anytime there's change, anytime there's evolution, there's always a level of chaos that ensues. Those who don't agree, those that do agree, what one has to do is maintain a safe space around yourself. Stop listening to the dialogue. Stop participating in the dialogue. Be with yourself. Go internal to your soul. Try to bring your soulful energy to the surface to combat a lot of the negativity that goes on. And yes, it's chaotic. Is it unfortunate? Very. But each of you have to take responsibility for your own awareness and your own ability to take care of yourself. You can observe the violence and you can observe the confusion, but attempt to stay separate from it whenever you can. Now, whatever the, however that translates out for all of you, maybe stop watching the provocative TV shows because it's hard to discern what is actually the truth and what's actually being made up. You're in that kind of mode right now. So we'd say it's best to observe it, but don't take it to heart and don't take it into your energy so that it can sit there and grow even more. Push the negativity out of you and attempt to distract yourself with something positive if you can. The confusion and chaos is probably going to continue for a little while. And yes, you can survive it. Don't become part of the chaos. Observe it, know what's going on, and do your best to stay separate from it. And just like Wanda, put your prayers and meditations into it whenever it's, you know, confronting you. Because if you become part of it, you could get, you know, sucked up into a vortex that you don't want to be in. So start today. Stay separate from it. Know what it is, observe it, but don't become part of it. That is a good way to expedite your escape from the chaos. So give it a try. See what happens.
All right. Next question is from Jeremy. I recently had to put my beloved dog down due to an aggressive cancer. Feel terrible about it. Does she know that? Does she know where she is now? How do I recover from my guilt?
Well, first of all, you did the proper thing. No one has control over a dog's or cat's biology or any sort of pet. They all have their issues genetically and from the environment. Dogs also get cancer, just like humans. They don't have the ability to understand treatment of that. Like, you would never want to give your dog chemotherapy because it is a brutal treatment. And they have no understanding that it's a treatment. They just know they hurt even more. So it was a good choice because the dog, yes, it was an aggressive cancer. We can see that. And if you're on the planet, you know that cancer is not a good thing, not a fun thing, and can be devastating. A dog has no ability to completely understand what's going on. So sometimes letting them go in a comfortable way is a better choice. Don't feel guilty for releasing them from an impossible situation. It was only going to get worse. And if you've ever viewed someone with cancer, you know what it does to the person. You've seen them. So look at it as that you release them into heaven. Release them from a body that was no longer serving them. And yes, the dog does understand that. And we can tell you, your dog is ecstatically happy to be in that meadow that we've talked about and not have to feel the pain and agony of the cancer. You did the right thing. No need to feel guilty. Your dog doesn't hold you responsible, and you shouldn't hold yourself responsible. When an animal gets sick, the kindest thing to do is to let them go in a beautiful way. But don't feel guilty, because if you had done nothing, the shoe would have suffered terribly. And that is not something you want. That's not a thing, vision that you want to have in your head about your dog. What you have is that you're holding on to your dog, you're comforting her, you're petting her, and letting her slip away into no pain. So there's no reason to feel guilty about alleviating the pain. And there was no way to fix it. So that was your only option. So Jeremy, don't be upset. Look forward to the fact that you might be finding another dog. Maybe this dog will send a dog to you, or maybe this dog will even come back to you. That has happened too. Reincarnation is something that happens with animals as well. But letting go of the guilt is an important step for you. And we know your dog would never hold you accountable. He said it was a thing that happens. It happens. Bodies get old, bodies deteriorate. That is a fact. So let yourself be and give yourself a big hug, knowing that you did the right thing. And you will see your dog again.
All right, Veronica, that was our last question. Want to take a break and come back and give the message to the world?
All right.
Well, I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. And we'll be back with you next week with more questions. But, you know, if there's more information you want to know about what we talked about today, feel free to write in to innerwhispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Well, as we look at the planet today, there's lots of movement. Some of the movement is towards a negative perspective, and some of it is from a positive perspective. It's important for all of you to take the time every day to look at where you're coming from that particular day, what you're looking at the world about, and how you're looking at yourself. Being self-aware in a reality that's pretty tedious is important. Make sure that each day you look around you, see what you're creating, see what you're not creating, see who's in your life that is being helpful, see who's in your life that's not being helpful, and make decisions based on those things. Decide today you're going to be more positive, you're not going to let the negativity tear you to shreds, and you're going to move forward hand in hand with friends and family in a more positive manner. You don't want to carry the negativity in your back pocket. And if somebody's spewing negativity, back up, because they're going to spew it whether you like it or not. But don't be in the way of it. Back up, let them do their thing, and then you come in with all the positive energy you possibly can. That is what's going to change the world. That's what's going to make it better. That's what's going to help all of you achieve the evolution and the elevation that you're all seeking. So start today. Try to be positive. Oh, wait a minute, don't try. We'll say be positive. Even if it's difficult, push through it and do it. And bring in all this positive energy. Spread it around. Give as much as you can, overgive if you want with the positivity. And you'll all see what's happened after, you know, some time, the energy will get better. All of you are on a journey right now, seeking peace and harmony. Seek it in a positive manner. Seek it with aggression. Seek it with power. And you might be surprised how easy it is to do. So start today and see what happens.
Well, thank you, Veronica. That was a great message. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. We'll be back with you next week with more questions. Until then, have a good weekend. Bye-bye.